I'm going to tell you about a magical place on Isle of Palms, South Carolina, called La Casa del Muerte, and it's not, like, good magical. La Casa del Muerte was this place that my folks owned. I grew up in Charleston. They owned this place. No one lived there the summer after my sophomore year of college. And so this was magical for someone who was working a restaurant gig and, like, waiting tables the summer after his sophomore year of college and needed a place to, like, go hide from his parents to not wreck their car and, like, pop pretzel bites and call them late at night and to enjoy a Budweiser or two, you know, late in the night because, you know, I like my Budweiser. And I was not, you know, I was 21, I guess, maybe. And we, you know, we set up a projector in La Casa del Muerte. There was maybe, you know, illicit drug use. Certainly one night, this fateful night, we were wandering around and we found a bottle of tequila. I don't think the tequila guy, Two Tequilas Deep, is still here, but we found a bottle of tequila with a mealworm in it. And me, just on top of the world, I had waited tables. It was my most favorite job of all time, waiting tables at the Morgan Creek Grill down the street. I used to ride my bike there. And I found this bottle of tequila with a mealworm in it, and I said, I got this. And there's probably like an inch left in it. And my stupid ass decides to finish it, right? So you can probably see where this is going. So I finished the bottle. Later that night, I wander out into the house completely stark naked to greet everyone. I end up, you know, probably, you know, vomiting in the toilet many times, not as many as Isla, but definitely vomiting many, many times in the toilet. And I wake up the next day to go to work at my most favorite place, the Morgan Creek Grill. And I have vomited so much that my eyes are bloodshot, both of my eyes. And I think I can't make it. So I ride my bike in, barely alive. And I show up, and by some miracle of God, even though he's dead, there's a power outage at the Morgan Creek Grill. And so I stand there, and I'm like, okay. My buddy Scott calls me. He's like, hey, we're going out on the boat. You want to go? Sure. So I go down on the street, get in the boat, go out on the boat. I'm barely alive at this point. I fall asleep. I'm sick. I wake up, friends and I, out on some boat somewhere, and everyone's like, oh, do you want to have a beer? No. I do not want a beer. So we come back, and DNR comes. So Department of Natural Resources patrols the waters off the coast of South Carolina, shortly off the coast of Maryland as well. And they say, what's in the cooler? And they see empty beer cans. And, you know, none of us are actually 21. So this is bad news. But luckily, like by the grace of a dead God, I haven't had anything. And I'm like, I haven't had anything. And my one friend is like, oh, it was all me. And they say, okay, well, let's see your ID. And he shows them his ID. And they're like, oh, you're not 21. He's like, no, I'm not. So he actually gets, like, a ticket for this. And this is, like, a really big deal because he's from this, like, blue-blood Charleston family. He's never done anything wrong in his entire life. He takes the rap for everyone else on the boat. Not me, of course, because I'm, like, dead. I ate the mealworm the night before, remember. I can't even survive. And he takes the rap for all of us. He gets the ticket. His parents freak out. They send him to some crazy, like, rehabilitation camp in the middle of Utah. He goes, he like digs ditches. He has to like shit in the woods. He goes, he has this revelation, and he comes out to his entire family, to the whole world, to me last of all, his best friend. He was the best man in my wedding. He's the most fantastic human being I've ever met. He's super gay, by the way, and we all love him for it. And it was like this huge catastrophe that he got this minor in possession charge the day after I literally vomited blood vessels out of both of my eyes and the Morgan Creek Grill was closed. Huge catastrophe that turned into somehow this magical thing where I have a gay best friend, and I am so very lucky to have him. And that's my story.